Annie.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. 24, brand new season starts on Sunday.
2 hours of 24 on Sunday. I can't wait.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, good deal. You know, there was this bridge show. We'll start off with that, the bridge show where everybody went to Africa. Redemption? You weren't part of that, right?
I was not. I did not get to go to Africa, unfortunately.
No.
But
we didn't see anybody from the normal show outside of Jack Bauer, really. We were introduced, though, to a new, and 24 is always ahead of the curve. You know, we had black presidents first on 24. Now they've got a female president taking office on 24, and Jack has just been taken into custody as season 7 gets underway, right?
Right, yes. And then I actually pull him out of, I'm an FBI agent, and I pull him out of the Senate hearing that he's in to help us with our particular crisis of the day. So
I would think that you're almost at the opening scene, right?
Yeah, pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you're a new agent, and you're going to be on the show for a good portion of the season?
Yeah, I'm in it a good amount, and a lot of stuff with Jack. I'm sort of paired with Jack out in the field, sort of partners and running around with guns and things. It's very exciting.
Annie Wershing's on. She's a new special agent for 24, which debuts this Sunday. It's a Schren Regan show at the Edge. So Annie, then what is your character like? How do you interact with Jack? What's your role in this?
I'm an FBI agent, so I'm used to doing things by the book and by law, and you know, I'm out with Jack in the field, so it gets a little interesting seeing the way that he does things and trying to balance the way that you're supposed to do things. And it's sort of my whole struggle for the season is whether I'm supposed to follow the rules or do things the Jack way. So it's very interesting. It takes on all sorts of dynamics.
Jack's a maverick is what you're saying.
What?
Jack's a maverick is what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, are you responsible for Jack at all? Because I know he's in trouble as we get started, and obviously there's a major crisis. We're hearing bioterrorism, and if you're going to be working with him, are you going to be, like, responsible for him because he's still awaiting trial or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing, is that I'm vouching for him in certain situations, and it doesn't always go exactly my way, and so then I then I have a beef with him, and, you know, it goes through so many different phases. But yes, I definitely am sort of responsible for it.
So if I'm watching with some friends on the 2-hour premiere this Sunday on Fox, 8 o'clock, could I have a drinking game, and every time Jack says, "Damn it, Renee, I need you to trust me," we drink?
Yes, you would definitely have a very good evening.
So when his call is, "Damn it, Renee," what's your response?
"Damn it back, Jack."
Okay. All right. That's good.
I don't know. I don't think I ever say that, but yeah.
We had the woman who plays Chloe on the show,
yes.
Marilyn Rice Cup, and she was going back and forth with Shred because he's a big 24 fan. And so he'd yell, "Damn it, Chloe," and she'd yell, "Damn it, Jack," and they'd be back and forth over and over again.
Well, we had some fun.
She's interesting, isn't she?
She's wonderful.
She's
quirky, Marilyn,
huh?
She's great.
Yeah, she's a little out there. Very interesting.
Are we going to see her again in some of our other favorite characters from past seasons?
Yes. Chloe is back. She's not in the beginning episodes, but she does show up. And Bill Buchanan.
Okay, yeah.
He's there eventually for a little while. And Tony Almeida, of course. Big bad guy this year. Back from the dead.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Annie Wershing is with us from 24. Agent Renee Walker, the season premiere, is coming up Sunday on Fox, 8 to 10.
Not bad. Not bad. Annie, let me ask you something about, you know, a show that's been on for so long like that, and then, you know, a newcomer comes into it. Your first couple of days of shooting, is it a little strange, like a new job maybe?
Oh yeah, for sure. I was really, really nervous. My first in my audition process, I was supposed to have read with Kiefer a couple of times, and then that never ended up happening. So my first time meeting him was actually my very first scene shooting, and I was terrified.
Yeah, I can imagine. You got to fit into all the personalities that are on that show.
Yeah, and you know, but they've been together for so long. They've all been together for 7 years. You know, the casting crew, and it's a huge family, and they're so welcoming. And it really was just an amazing, amazing experience. It was really fun.
Now, you know, I've been watching the show for years, but as a new season starts, there's always, you know, people that have heard a lot of the buzz and they feel like they can't watch it because they haven't been watching it. If you come in now on a new season, you can pretty much follow along, can't you?
Oh, you can definitely follow along if you start with the new season. And also, they've changed a lot of things this season, you know. It takes place in Washington, D.C., and the CTU is gone. So there's a lot of new stuff.
Right.
They've really revamped it but kept the core of the show. So
there'll probably always be some stuff that the longtime fan will have a clue that maybe a newcomer might not know, but it's probably not that important.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just, you know, a longtime fan, which I am one of, you know, you know the history of between the characters a little more. But as far as following, you know, she'd have no problem whatsoever picking it up.
Annie Wershing's on. She's playing Secret Agent or Special Agent Renee on the new 24, which starts this Sunday. Trent Reagan Show at the Edge. Annie, physically, what did you have to do? Were there any moment where you were running, bullets were flying, you had a run, you jump in a helicopter?
Oh, gosh. All of that. I did a lot of shooting, a lot of gun training, and a lot of helicopter stuff, a lot of running. I never anticipated so much running.
Right.
You know, I had some fights, got to hit a guy in the head with a shovel.
Nice.
You know, just your normal everyday activities.
Did you have to work with someone to hit a guy in the shovel, or did it just come from, you know, past experience?
It was a whole choreographed fight.
Yeah.
But
I would think the helicopter stuff would be a little dicey, right?
Yeah, I mean, they again, they have a crew. They have these pilots that have been working with them forever, and it's all about safety, safety, safety. But it was definitely, you know, there's an adrenaline rush happening.
Yeah.
Because there was some that we did with it, you know, with the door open where you're hanging out overlooking at stuff down below. That was a little
Annie Wershing's on. She's Special Agent Renee on the new 24, Trent Reagan Show at the Edge.
Annie, I was wondering what you can tell us about the plot for the season. I know that they don't like to give too much away.
Right. Well, it's definitely an interesting season for Jack. You know, he sort of is reluctant. We've reluctantly pulled him in to help us. And there's definitely a lot of issues about doing things by the law or the Jack Bauer way, and a lot of conflict in that. And it's just a really great season. They've changed so much, but kept it so great. So
is terrorism involved at all in this one?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Got to have terrorists.
Oh, well,
you don't have a 24 if you don't have terrorists.
I know there's already a plot going on. We saw in Redemption about a guy that was having problems with drugs, and he's friends with the son of the new president, and,
right.
You know, and there's all kinds of stuff going on there. Is that kind of leading into how everything...
Yeah, definitely. There's all sorts of... You know, it's interesting because there's so many different little storylines. So, I mean, I would see actors... at the stage and have no idea even, I mean, besides reading it, but they're doing a whole other show, basically, you know, the people in the White House. But there's a whole thing in the White House with the their son and the first husband, and there's a lot of really interesting different plot twists.
You know what's amazing about 24? It's a very intense show. I find my heart pounding afterwards. I can't go to bed right after watching it, but it's just intense. And as soon as you think the story is coming to an end, where it looks like, okay, they've solved this problem, something else happens, and it goes in a total different direction.
Yeah. That's what makes it great.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of my favorite shows.
Annie, last thing we have for you. You did a lot of shooting in Washington, right? Didn't you? I mean, a little bit?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, okay. Did you get a chance to do anything else while you're in Washington? I mean, tour the White House?
I did a lot of stuff. You know, I had never been there, and I was so excited. I went to lunch at the White House. We toured NCTC, which is sort of the real CTU.
They let you in there?
They did.
Is there any similarities to that and the TV show?
You know, what was kind of eerie was their actual set. I mean, it's not a set. Their actual space where they worked looked very similar to the CTU in the show.
That's scary.
The CTU in the show was designed before that one was designed, so that was kind of...
It's almost as if they were watching 24 saying, man, I wish I had a computer screen right there.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Hey, do they really have the cool satellite stuff where they can zoom in on somebody driving down a highway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got it all.
That's freaky. Hey, Annie, listen, thanks for coming on the show, and look forward to another great season of 24. Thank you guys so much.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Trent Reagan, 3 to 7, 103.3, The Edge.